Feral and stray cats and pet cats allowed to spend time outdoors kill an estimated 1 billion birds a year in the United States. People supporting trap-neuter-release programs for feral cats close their eyes to the unimaginable suffering of the small mammals and birds toyed with and killed by these cats. They feel a misguided sense of virtuousness supporting these colonies, reminding me of the people who used to bring me birds injured by their cats when I was a rehabber. I spent thousands of dollars of my own money and thousands of heartbreaking hours taking care of these birds, and only one of them survived in my decades of rehabbing. A single cat bite crushes bones and punctures skin and muscle, leading to complex and devastating internal injuries and infections. People bringing me these birds drove away feeling virtuous, not thinking at all about the suffering the bird was still undergoing, nor about the suffering of me and my children struggling to keep these birds alive and then watching them die, out of sight, out of mind. The truth is that there is no such thing as a properly managed feral cat colony. People who think of themselves as humane leave cats out there to kill huge numbers of birds and rodents and to spread diseases and parasites to other cats before they themselves succumb to disease, frostbite, injuries, or predation. When these cats have access to garden beds or children's sandboxes, they spread toxoplasmosis to humans. Euthanizing them is far more humane to far more creatures than supporting them in this feral condition. Unfortunately, in cities like Washington, D.C., with active trap-neuter-release programs to support feral cat colonies, there is little people can do to protect birds from them, and these cat populations are far, far larger than any natural predator population could be. When people feed them, they simply keep the cats alive longer, yet subsidizing them with food has never been shown to reduce the number of birds they kill. A wildlife biologist with the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Program was at her wit's end dealing with the many feral cats that were fed at an apartment complex next to a park where birds were concentrated during migration. She was videotaped putting poison into feeding dishes at night, fired from her job, and convicted on November 1st of attempted animal cruelty. The maximum penalty is 180 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. As much as I decry feral cat colonies, I know it would be impossible for me to poison cats. Not only would they suffer unduly, but any scavengers that ate them would also sicken or die. But I'm sympathetic to the desperation of this biologist who documented and understood firsthand the damage that cats do to migratory birds. I was also sympathetic to the man in Texas who was convicted of shooting feral cats that had been feeding on endangered plovers. Really, what can we do when so-called humane societies foist these subsidized domesticated killers on wildlife rather than take responsibility for finding a truly humane solution for them? Sites on the internet promoting feral cat colonies use photos of piles of dead cats that have been euthanized to elicit sympathy to their cause. But where are the photos of the carnage these feral cats cause if left alive? Why is a quick and humane death for one cat more tragic than the suffering and death of the dozens or hundreds of birds that that cat would have killed, along with the diseases and parasites it would have carried to other pets and to human beings? The Humane Society of the United States claims to, quote, work to reduce suffering and improve the lives of all animals. Subsidized feral cat colonies pit one domesticated species against billions of individual wild animals of hundreds of species. Cats have led to literal extinctions of species on some islands, have decimated local populations of many vulnerable species, and kill hundreds of thousands or even a billion birds a year in the U.S. Poisoning or shooting these animals in frustration may not be the best response, but the Humane Society has an obligation to keep feral cats separated entirely from wild birds, or they are not being humane at all. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.